In the high mountains of Lebanon, Bruno Tabbal, an artist with a deep love for nature, organizes rural and cultural initiatives that cater to all tastes. On August 17, 2024, in celebration of the Assumption, an event organized by SNAUNU will blend culture with village traditions in Chatine. Bruno Tabbal, a versatile artist and nature enthusiast, founded SNAUNU, through which he organizes seasonal rural tourism events that showcase the culinary flavors of Lebanese villages. For this Assumption Day, he has decided to bring together lovers of culture and nature under this same banner in the enchanting setting of Chatine. This typical Lebanese village will come alive with carefully selected music, accompanied by a hearty meal. Bruno Tabbal shares with This is Beirut his rural initiatives and sheds light on this cultural event set in the heart of the mountains. A true ode to freedom. How did the idea for this project come about? Having had the privilege of growing up in our mountains, I was determined to share the joy of simple things, our rural heritage, with city-dwelling Lebanese, expatriates, and foreign tourists alike. That's how the SNAUNU initiative was born, with the goal of promoting tourism and exploring the rich rural culture, which is deeply rooted in culinary, cultural, and natural traditions. It's been 8 years already since this project started. I can hardly believe it. This dream keeps growing. What is the added value of this event? What SNAUNU offers above all is authenticity. We strive to organize days that are rich not only in visits and discoveries, but also in solid and meaningful content. We take visitors on a journey through time, with well-researched experiences designed to transport them to our rich past. We do our best to vary the themes of each event to satisfy all tastes. Why did you choose Chatine as the location for this event? It's the village of my childhood, even though I'm originally from Akrafi, but that's a different story. This village shaped my personality and the artist I am today. This is where it all began. What keeps you motivated? My belief in humanity. I believe in the warmth, conviviality, and generosity of the Lebanese people and in their incredible potential. It's essential to believe in all of this. Otherwise, how could we go on? How could we preserve our heritage? And without it, what would there be left? Tell us about your upcoming event and its cultural dimension. The Assumption of the Virgin Mary is deeply rooted in our rural traditions. It is one of the most important celebrations in almost every village in Mount Lebanon. This provides SNAUNU with the perfect occasion to organize a traditional village festival in Chatine. Our visitors will be able to stroll through the village square, discovering stalls offering local products and handcrafted items made by the village residents. The young ones will also enjoy activities at the fair organized especially by Les Bouffons. The evening will continue with a musical program, where our guests can enjoy food and drinks from the kiosks in the food court. All of this will take place in an authentically rural atmosphere that reflects who we are. As for the cultural dimension, the musical program, the highlight of the evening, will feature covers of classics from our repertoire, Farao's Nasri Shamseddin, as well as Sabah Wadi El Safi, and a selection of folk songs that are unfortunately fading away. It's an opportunity to revive the nostalgic memory of our ancestors and a different way to preserve our rural cultural heritage. Do you believe in the power of culture in our country? Absolutely. I recall a quote from Churchill, who, in response to those suggesting cuts to cultural funding during World War II, said, "Then what are we fighting for?" From this perspective, I assert that encouraging culture, particularly our rural cultural heritage, is vital.